This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
We're in trouble.
Our apology. Okay, sorry about that.
Can I explain something first?
All right, go ahead.
So there's this thing called the FCC, and we have to be compliant in several little ways to keep our license. So we have to fulfill certain public service obligations.
Now, we tried to sneak them in to make it somewhat part of the show.
Right.
But yet we can clip them out and throw them in there, and all of a sudden it looks like we're just saving the world.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool.
So we don't want to keep, some of the stuff is boring, right? But yeah. We have to be compliant. So unfortunately, we were just told by the higher ups that we were not compliant, non-compliant with the whole put out your forest fires thing.
Now, the campfire thing is clearly a public service announcement.
Correct.
Because here we are, people are going out camping, you got to put your fires out.
Yeah.
You could cause a really big problem if you don't put the fire out, right?
Right.
So it's a great message to put out there. But
because only you can prevent forest fires.
Right.
Yeah. I mean.
But then Jamie took it way off base.
No.
Jamie said, hello. Hey, what, can you pop a wheelie?
No, that was the
yes,
after.
Yes, you did.
The first thing was, because when I was talking about stirring, let's go back, memory boy. When I was talking about you pour water on it, you gotta stir, right? And you
right.
go, can't you just whiz on it?
I think whiz on it's compliant with the FCC. Okay?
It's not. That's what they brought up.
That's a part of putting out a fire, Jamie. Popping a wheelie has nothing to do with a fire.
That was just an afterthought. You were like, can't you do? Because I was like, hey, pour water on it, stir it, and then boom, we could have been done. We could have filed it away with the FCC. Everything would have been beautiful. But instead, you have to be all funny and say, can't you whiz on it?
Right, listen, let's go back to the beginning. All right, Spadil, you know that whole break we did with the whiz in it and the Papa Wheelie and then the forest fires and all that?
Right.
Scratch it.
Okay.
Scratch it. We can't put that in the file, okay?
Okay.
We're going to do this the right way. Yeah. All right, we're going to play the audio again.
Okay, start all over.
Only you. What is it again?
Only you can prevent forest fires. That's
right.
Smokey the Bear.
Yeah. If you go camping and you don't know to put out your fire, extinguish that fire completely.
Completely.
Then you're a dummy, okay?
Exactly.
I'll put that in the file.
Nice.
I don't have a problem with that.
That's
you got
good.
It?
Yeah.
Here it is.
The Forest Service says there's been an uptick in abandoned campfires. Over the Memorial Day weekend, fire patrol crews found 24 abandoned fires in the Pike San Isabel National Forest and the Cimarron and Comanche National Grasslands.
All you
listen,
had to do.
Listen, don't even try to think of something funny. Stop yourself. I see you. I see your little smugness. Stop it. Stop it now.
The Forest Service says the vast majority of visitors camp responsibly. However, they are reminding everyone.
All you got to do.
It's stir it. You got to stir it. All right. Pour water on it and stir it. It's a really easy thing.
Pike San Isabel National Forest and the Cimarron and Comanche National Grasslands. The Forest Service says the vast majority of visitors camp responsibly. However, they are reminding everyone that it only takes one spark to put human lives at risk.
Mm-hmm. Walk up there to it, unzip.
Cut that part out.
Okay? But now, can you put that in the file?
Yeah, but just put out not the unzipping of the pants.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, leave that one out.
There you
All
go.
Right, we're compliant. Nice job.
Thank
there
you
go.
We fixed it.
Woo!
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, all right. I feel good. Feel good. Hey, it's the weekend, everybody. Almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely, lovely, lovely Friday. It's going to be nice.
What are you going to do for the weekend?
Well, okay. So here, I got lots of plants. It's going to be crazy. First of all, I got to pick up some wood from Billy.
Billy. You're going to go see Billy.
Billy.
And get a little wood.
Billy is 90.
I just said you're going to get some wood from Billy.
I'm going to get some Billy wood. Billywood.
All right, that's one.
Yeah, I'm getting Billywood. I got some Billywood, yeah. So I got to do that. Okay. So that. And then I'm going to Chet's auction.
Chet. Let me guess. 90?
No, Chet passed away.
Yeah. Oh, Chet.
Yeah.
Oh, Chet passed away,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
How old was Chet? 88, something like that, right?
Something, yeah. Yeah. Right. So he has his auction.
There. Sorry about that. Rest in peace.
That was, thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, because I love Chet.
Okay. All right, go to the auction.
So I'm going to Chet's auction. Yeah.
Boy, what a weekend.
Hey, I love auctions. Have you ever been to an auction?
Jamie, when I asked you, what are you doing this weekend? I thought you were going to go get your bikini and you were going to head down to one of the pools and you were just going to, you know, stroll around.
Who asked me what I'm doing? I'm being honest.
Dance it to some, you know, Cool of the Gang song or something.
No, I'm not like, I am going to go to Yacht Rock.
Why?
Yacht Rock.
Where's that?
Yacht Rock is, where is the venue?
Probably the Reservoir. That's the only place you can put a yacht, probably. What?
It's a concert.
What are you talking about?
Yacht Rock. They're in town.
I feel like it's going to be like Fiddlers or something.
Yeah. Yacht Rock is a concert. It's not on a boat?
No, it's not on a boat. It's all Yacht Rock songs.
Well, how can you do Yacht Rock without a boat?
Yeah, Fiddlers.
You got to have a boat for Yacht Rock.
No, you don't have to. It's all like, it's all good songs.
None
like,
of this is making sense. Isn't that like Ambrosia and Pablo Cruz and some of those bands from the...
Who?
Ambrosia. I think they're Yacht Rock, right?
I don't know who that
Kenny
is.
Kenny Loggins. Some of that stuff. Right?
Yeah, that sounds
Kenny Loggins. Kenny Pablo Loggins. Cruz. Yeah. Remember Pablo Cruz? Yeah.
Yeah. Christopher Cross.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sailing Away.
Yeah. Got a lot. Who else can I think of?
Spadil's dying to name a few.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
Yeah. Nice. The Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Doobie Brothers, huh?
And then I'm going to mow.
You're going to mow.
Yeah, I know. It's a big weekend. What are you doing?
Playing golf.
Hey, you need to.
I'm in a golf tournament.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my big, like, golf push, that kind of, remember I was going to join that club?
You fizzled.
I fizzled.
Yep,
you have. I got the PXGs, and I fizzled.
Yep, your fuse fizzled.
Yeah, now I'm picking up. Mm-hmm. Well, it's, you know why? It's cabin season.
I guess.
And I love the river so much. Like, it's my favorite place on the planet.
You didn't realize cabin season was coming at some point?
Well, no, you know, it's just because it's new, and so I want to go fly fishing and all that. I love cabin season. But I bet I'll get tired of it by July because it'll be too hot, and then I'll go back to golf season.
Jamie went as far as going out and visiting golf clubs. We're talking country clubs, okay?
Yeah.
To see which one she wanted to join.
I did. It was a phase, Mom.
Let me ask you a question. How do you, and I'm asking you, the listener, not Jamie, okay? Because you'll never understand that. All right, listen. I'm asking you, how do you go from a two-week period that you're hitting this club over here, this country club down here?
Yeah.
How about this really fancy one down here? You're going club to club to club to sign up for, and then you just drop it like a hot potato the next week.
Never mentioned it ever.
And you don't even play. You don't even play golf again.
Because
you
it's
just quit.
Cabin
you just
season.
Stop.
It's fly fishing season right now.
I mean, you talking about?
I know how. I know how. Here's how it goes. It's like, I don't know, going to an Indian motorcycle shop and like looking at a motorcycle and being like, I'm gonna get a motorcycle, and then just dropping it.
Country club's worse.
Yeah, that's what it's like. You know who we should feel sorry for?
Who?
Is our little buddy Schmidl.
Why?
We haven't even talked about this, and I know we're in the middle of tabloid trash, but really, do you care?
No. Is something going on?
Yeah. He's getting kicked out of his house.
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's just like the same situation as before. The house that I'm currently living in got sold while I'm living in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You just got to get an apartment.
I mean, I have an old dog, so it's not really the best.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, she's got to be able to get up and go to the yard kind of on her own.
I thought you were going to say old uncle.
No.
I kind of did too. And I was like,
I've got an old uncle.
I was kind of cringing.
You live with your uncle? Yeah. I didn't think dog.
No, if it was just us, that would work. Yeah.
I'm worried about my kid because my kid moves in with eight bros. Eight. There's eight boys or men. Sorry. They're moving into a house on Sunday.
Yes.
A brand new house. Well, it's not brand new at all. It's really old. And it's $10,000 a month.
Whoa.
Eight of them.
It's a pretty good deal, though.
That's the only way they can split $10,000 a month.
That's a good deal. $1,000 a month, and you're in California.
Yeah. 100, right?
Well, it's going to be more than that because you also have your internet, you got your electricity, all that. But it does. It has a swimming pool. An indoor swimming pool.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy? And my son,
pretty cool.
This is when you know that they're still really immature. He's like, and she's leaving all the floats and all the rafts and everything.
Oh. We got the floaties? Yes!
I'm like, it's $10,000 a month! Of course she's going to leave the rafts and stuff.
That's pretty cool, though.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Indoor swimming pool.
You know what's going to happen. Some of those kids are going to roll off, and I'm going to be stuck with some kind of, like, monthly pay. I'm just like, don't put my name on it. Put your dad's name on it.
Yeah, people saw it start bailing. He's got to bail fast.
Well, my name is not on it. I said, nope, not today.
Isn't that amazing, though, an indoor swimming pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Isn't it amazing to get $10,000?
What's the closest you've ever come to that? My basement flooding? It's closest I've ever gotten to that.
But the whole house needs gutted. That's the thing. It is
looked pretty
so
good to
old.
Me. I saw the pictures.
Well, I mean,
better than what I live in already. So I don't want to hear it.
All right, fine. Anyway, all right. Let's talk about Teflon Todd. Teflon Todd and Julie. They are from the Chrisleys, and they were released from prison yesterday because of Trump. And it's a whole thing. And people are like, I think they're loving that Todd went right from prison to Nordstrom.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think it's kind of maybe funny. I don't know. It's just bizarre to me. All right, so play the first one. Here he is.
What's
at Nordstrom.
What's my people saying?
Your people, everybody, is saying a lot of stuff on here.
They're still on the street at Nordstrom on the other side, and we went out.
We beat these hoes, y'all. They're on the other side, and we escaped again.
Again, Blaze. Again.
They can't get us. They tried to keep you. They couldn't. They tried to get you.
And they couldn't.
Teflon Todd.
Man, they're in a good mood.
It is so weird. He's been in prison for 2.5 years, and he's not even like, oh, my God, I missed you, Savannah. Nope, he's like, let's go to Nordstrom's.
Yeah, I mean, but his 2 years, I mean, he's bunking with Bubba. And yeah. So, you
all
know,
his hopes and dreams have come true.
Yeah, so yeah. He's fine with it. I think he's just in a good mood, you know?
Yeah. He's going to be sad when he gets back home to his wife and drops the soap.
Right, right. He might be one of those guys that commits another crime just to go back to jail.
He could be. I've seen that. What is that? Pit bulls and parolees?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't stand it on the outside because it's not, you know, it's not regimen. They don't have regimen. They don't have...
Regimented?
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
They call it being institutionalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
no
so when
kidding.
They get out and they have their pit bull and they're like, I want to go back in. I really like that situation.
Yeah, schedule and everything.
Yeah, so you're right. And his schedule was, you know.
Yeah. Scheduled a lot, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Very busy.
When you're eating Fruit Loops every meal. Life's good.
And they had free tea bags.
Yeah. God.
What? He likes to drink tea. There's nothing wrong with green tea.
If you go camping, remember put your fire out.
And stir it. You gotta stir it. All right, two other things and then we'll leave because this is just wrong all the way around. Number one, did you guys see Britney Spears' booby?
No, I did not.
It's all over TMZ.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep,
right.
She was spinning on a live feed and just plop!
It popped out?
Yeah, but you know
did
what?
Did you actually see it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
She has sad boobs. You know, like how you want your boobs to be perky and have the nipple pop out, right?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Well, hers go like this. Like if her boob made a sound, it'd be like.
They're very depressed.
And warm.
I'm looking at the picture right now.
And then like this.
I'm not seeing what you're saying.
You're not?
Meh.
No, they are not.
No, they're sad.
I mean,
they are
they're
sad.
Not, but they're not. It's not awful.
They're pretty bad.
It's pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all in perception.
Because we're on radio, we have to, you guys can't see a visual,
yeah,
so I'll just give you the audio.
It's almost like a boat horn.
The other thing is that I wanted to hit you with is, did you see that the Trump administration is being sued? The National Association for the Deaf is suing because apparently they don't have sign language people at the press briefings, and so they're being sued. Now, here's my thought. I have a person in the family that is deaf, and all she does is put on closed caption. She doesn't even watch for, I mean, you know, like, she doesn't watch for assigner.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to win that lawsuit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think I think you do for the AAL.
I don't know
who it is.
That means everything. ACLU. That means everything that's done. All right, let's take the 6 o'clock news. They don't have a sound person.
Right.
That's giving you the news. I mean, you would sue them too. It's too wide open of a door.
I don't know.
I think it's more for the people actually at the press
that
conference,
are
right?
actually there.
Yeah.
Because like Matt Rife, he has one. Boy, is that hard to watch. Matt Rife, the comedian.
Yeah.
He has a signer.
He does.
It is hilarious. when they actually show the signer and he's like, yeah, don't explain that one.
Yeah. I don't remember there being one in Denver.
I saw one.
Did you see one?
Right out to the right of the stage.
He does. And then he'll actually talk to the interpreter to talk to the deaf person. And he goes, you're just lying now. I never even said all that stuff on your hands.
It's pretty comical.
It is pretty funny. All right, that happened. And then the other thing is Vail Resorts is going through a whole nut job thing. Did you guys see that? They're making cuts. They're doing all kinds of things. They fired the CEO girl. It's just been really kind of crazy. I don't know what's going to happen with that. And then finally, a feel-good story. I'm Lester Holtz.
Okay.
A feel-good story. This is so great. So there's this 18-year-old guy, and he's from Georgia. He graduated from high school, right? And he graduated with, like, all these medals and stuff. And he went right, instead of going partying from high school, you know, he graduated, he went right to his job at McDonald's. Did you see him?
He did. I didn't see him.
He left because he was in such a rush to get there because he had a shift. He left his medals on and everything, and he went into the fry machine, and so a lady videotaped him like, oh my gosh, this kid is such a great kid. He went right from graduation to a shift, didn't skip it, didn't say I'm graduating, and they have raised $44,000 for his college fund.
Wow. No kidding.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
That's when I like the GoFundMes, you know? So yeah, and I said McDonald's, it was Burger King.
Okay.
The only thing that I didn't like is I didn't like that Burger King didn't step up. Like, where's their money?
Yeah, are they contributing?
Not that I know of. They haven't mentioned that. I mean, hello, Burger King.
They probably will.
I hope so.
They'll get pressure.
Yeah, they're going to be pressured. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, great feel-good story.
Yeah, he's a go-getter.
Yeah. So I'm going to start ending the stories with, like, feel-good stories.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, because that's what Lester Holst does. And it always makes me feel good when I watch him at the evening news. I'm like, yeah.
He's done, though.
I know, but not till July.
Yeah, I think he's doing his last broadcast real soon, right?
In July.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
And whatever happened to your 10 and turd again? You were going to make
10 and turd.
We never. Our features go to hell in a handbasket.
10 and turd's hard to come up with every day.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
Yeah. When you're going to find something that you can, that everybody either has an opinion on, 10 or turd, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's really difficult. It is.
It is.
I've been trying.
Yeah.
We'll get it rolling.
Okay. All right.
We'll get it rolling. Right. It's just a matter of time.
I feel like you said, like, let's do this, and then you didn't put any effort into it.
Pretty much. I've been tired lately.
I mean, we got an open and everything.
I've been tired. I've been tired.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. It's fine. Well, by the way, very exciting day for you personally.
Yeah, why?
Because... Yeah. It's your son's last day of first grade.
That's right. Yeah. My kid moves on. Okay, so this is what I did to him yesterday, okay? Jamie says I'm traumatizing him.
Well, you're
I'm just having some fun, ha-ha moments with him, okay?
No, you're giving him unnecessary anxiety.
So we're sitting on the couch yesterday, and Frog's sitting there. He's got his yearbook, right?
Yeah.
First grade yearbook. I don't even get that. All right, listen.
We all got them.
So we're sitting there. We didn't get yearbooks when I was in the first grade.
No,
I
did.
Yes,
you
did.
No, I did. I didn't get one.
We never got a yearbook till we were in high school.
No,
okay?
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Middle school, you didn't get one?
I got middle school yearbooks. I didn't get a first grade.
I got kindergarten.
We did not.
Because I remember cutting the boys I liked. I'll bring it.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you did it.
I cut Mike Hudson's face out because I loved him.
I'm just saying we did.
And I put it on my boobie.
So he's got his first grade, got the yearbook. And I looked at him and I said, because he's moving on to the second grade, today's the last day of school. So yesterday I said to him, I said, man, aren't you going to miss all your first grade friends when you go to the second grade?
Yeah, and the kid burst out. The kid burst out in tears. He burst out in tears. He was like, what?
He goes, what?
And he started crying. And then not until he started crying hysterically that he's going to miss all his friends. And BJ's like, just kidding. Father of the year again.
I could have told my own story.
BJ and Jamie.
I think that we have to mention this again because we are doing our part to be 100% behind the revitalization of 16th Street. Okay?
But first, I wanted to make a correction.
Oh, go ahead.
You know how the newspapers and stuff have to come back on the air and make a correction?
Yeah, when you make an error.
Yeah. Apparently, Lester Holt's last night.
Tonight?
Is it tonight?
Get out of here.
No, it's not July. I read July, but I don't know why I read July, but apparently it's
not. I'm going to miss him.
I know. I actually like him. I know that I don't think you love him, but I like him.
I never watch him.
I like him a lot.
He's awesome. You do?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. What do you mean, why?
Why? Why would you like Lester Holt?
Because he just seems smart, and he just delivers the news, and you're like, that's right, Les.
He seems like an upstanding citizen.
He does, and he's not, like, dramatic.
Well, you guys can't be that big a fan. You didn't know tonight's his last night.
Well, the article I read, it said July. I don't know why, but it did. So, obviously, it was an old article. I think his prostate was acting up, and he decided to move it up.
I'm just saying.
That's what it is. He didn't mention it last night.
Tonight's the night, huh?
Tonight is the night.
He's gone.
Well, he'll still be on Dateline.
Man, what a great gig. I could do that job.
I don't think so.
I think I could. I would be thrown off when it comes to pronouncing certain words, you know, like some of these names from people in Pakistan or Algeria or somewhere.
No, but also like Thanksgiving. You know how you say it all stupid.
Yeah, but I think people would catch on. Yeah. I think it would start like trends across America.
There'd be a lot
of Thanksgivings out there.
It drives them nuts.
I could do it. You read that monitor for 30 minutes.
What else does he say?
Papayas.
Oh, yeah. Papayas.
Yeah, I think people would catch on. It would be a new trend thing of how to say things differently.
No, like Popeyes. It's like, why are you saying Popeyes?
It's a great gig.
It is a great gig.
What, 15 million, something like that a year?
Yeah.
All right, let's do our part. We are behind this weekend because I'd really like to see 16th Street come back. I really would. It was a great place at one time. Hustle and bustle. Remember?
Now it's all Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a sanctuary? Have you guys ever been to like a nice sanctuary? Like they call it like a spa and a sanctuary?
No.
Well, it's not like 16th Street. Mm-mm, nope.
Spa sanctuary?
Yeah, you've never been to like a sanctuary, a retreat?
I hear of sanctuary, I think of places where they put animals that have
like
been,
the wild,
you know,
animals.
Okay, but it's also like restful and it's relaxing,
yeah,
right?
I don't live in a sanctuary world.
Okay, well, yeah, you do actually because we're a sanctuary state. My point is, the sanctuary that we have going downtown is not what I know as sanctuary. Like, it's not restful. It's not peaceful.
You're throwing me off.
I am?
Yeah.
Are you
because
guys
you
following
just
me?
Said it was all
following you.
Oh, wait a minute. She said it was like a spa. It's all peaceful.
No, yeah. It's not. It's a sanctuary state, and there's sanctuary spas, and we're not quite a sanctuary.
Yeah. They're different.
Yeah.
They're the same word used differently.
Can't we just revitalize 16th Street?
All right, fine. I'll put it
and
up.
Take it back to what it
all
got
right,
it.
Fine, fine.
And get
Follow
rid
along,
of
Jamie.
All.
Keep your mouth shut.
This weekend is a big weekend down there.
Okay.
They're
all
hoping
right.
that they can bring down. They don't want the riffraff. They don't want no more BDM. None of that stuff. They want families down
BDM.
There.
BDM.
I mean, not BDM.
EDM.
EDM.
It's BDM. I feel like that's a sexual thing.
Yeah, I think so too. They don't want that anymore. They want families.
Right.
I'm not sure it's going to work. Are you?
Families. The last time I took my son down there, it was terrifying. I mean, he was little, but I mean, they were some homeless guys like, take my apple.
This is the 16th Street kickoff weekend. I don't know if it's going to work.
Some unique music they're going to hear this weekend. Essentially, they're paying us to be here, however, as part of the network of performers that the 16th Street has hired.
In March, Denver City Council approved another $1.5 million to revive the former 16th Street Mall as it goes through a rebrand. We're starting to see that money go to work to pay performers like Fiorino and fill vacant storefronts with art displays like these giant straws. This week, a Memorial Day EDM concert brought thousands to 16th Street, but also left questions. One viewer reached out to me asking, what is planned to bring families back into downtown?
We have over 90 days of events this summer, so there's something for everyone.
Downtown leaders are betting big on this weekend's free summer kickoff on 16th with family-friendly activities, including the World Cup of Speed Climbing.
Oh.
This rock wall already taking shape next to downtown skyscrapers.
That could be a hit.
Yeah, that is cool.
You know,
have you ever watched the speed climbing?
No, I've never seen
it's
it.
It's insane.
Is it really?
Yeah,
especially when they get those ladders and they're just hoisting them up, throwing them up.
What?
Speed climbing?
They're hoisting them up on ladders?
Yeah, like, so they do a speed climbing with ladders, like the firefighters will do speed climbing.
This is not that.
They're not fire. No, yeah, this is like rock climbing.
This is
yeah.
rock wall.
I was thinking of a different speed climb.
Yeah.
That is crazy, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The ladder races. That's the ladder
crazy.
Races.
Yeah, no, this is like a rock wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
It is crazy. I don't get the straws. Can somebody explain
okay,
the
straws? All right, so there's a bunch of empty buildings, right?
Right.
So they're doing displays inside the empty buildings in their storefronts. And one of them, I guess, is a display of straws.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an art display.
Yeah. Okay. So they're doing
but it's only in
art.
One store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see the video, but that's what I heard.
Okay.
From
here's what I thought. Okay. This is why I was so confused by it. Remember when they put the pianos down there?
Yeah, that was
remember
great.
They put the cowls down there? Mm-hmm. Remember every block you'd go to, blah, blah. I thought they had like straw sculptures on every corner. And I'm like, what's with the straws?
To go with the fish? So they have all this concrete
yeah,
fish.
Yeah.
And what are that fish doing, coke or something?
They got turtles on the next block.
Okay.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the straws fit. Wacky. I hope it works out for them.
Oh,
I really
my
do.
God.
All right, 16th Street Mall, big kickoff weekend this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jay and Jamie.
I'm in a hurry.
What
a hurry.
For? What
no,
for?
I'm in a hurry. I got to go pick up my kid at school.
Oh, last day.
He gets out at 10 o'clock, and I got to be there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
So I got to be there today.
Because I was still like doing my dance and being all sexy and stuff for that song.
I know you were. And I liked watching, but I got to go.
It's over, apparently.
Yes? What was I going to mention to you? You remember that last day of school right before the summer vacation?
Great.
Wasn't that the best?
So great.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That last day you got out, you could look at school, look back over your shoulder, flip it off, and, you know, just leave. Just leave and say, woo, summer.
Especially
here I come.
At 7. Just, you know, turn around to the Catholic school and flipping it off. Yeah. Yeah, let's go.
Well, no, it was more like, you know, middle school or maybe
I know, but
high
that's
school.
What you but said. Let's do the little guy a favor, okay?
Yeah.
It's his last day. Let's go do something special with him instead of just putting him on his iPad and you watching horse racing.
Yeah, go do something fun.
Already got it.
What do you got?
Already
planned. Oh, this is awesome. Yeah.
We're going to Jimmy John's. Do you know you can get toasted now?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, toasted?
The toasted yep. subs are bomb.
You
Wait,
got
when
toasted.
They start toasting them? Where have I
See,
been?
See, you're wanting to go too, yeah. aren't you?
They got the chicken bacon ranch. I highly recommend it.
Come on, Jenny. Yeah. Me, you, and Frog.
Okay,
let's go get
go.
A toaster.
That's crazy.
Let's go get one.
Wow.
Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.